Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett, exclusively on WGNS Talk Radio.
Ms. Terry Page from the Better Business Bureau joining us now here in studio on Rutherford Issues. Terry, how in the world are you?
I'm busy, busy, Brian.
Well, I guess there's worse things to be.
There is worse things. Yeah, the alternative is a lot worse. Thank you.
Yeah, the being bored if you're not busy means that there's probably no money coming in. And
absolutely.
That's a whole new set of problems. Terry is with the Better Business Bureau here in Central Tennessee, and you have quite a wide district. We haven't talked about that. A wide area, lots of counties.
I do. I truly do. I cover Bedford, Cannon, Coffee, Rutherford, and Warren counties.
So you have to get around sometimes,
don't you? I get around sometimes.
Well, Terry, we always do appreciate the time that you're able to spend here. Your offices are located here in Rutherford County, so we're glad to have you here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Each and every couple of weeks, Terry Page joins us to talk about the latest scams and alerts and what we need to watch out for. And apparently, I've heard some commercials on the radio and on television. And these commercials have this older lady who is actually calling in. It's like a simulated talk show, and says, you know, I went in for a windshield repair, had just a small little crack in the windshield, and they told me they had to take the whole thing out, and I felt pressured, and by the time I left, I had a new windshield and a big, huge bill.
Absolutely.
Is that a scam?
It could be a scam. The one that's involving windshield replacement in Middle Tennessee right now, we're getting reports that consumers are at the mall, they're shopping, having a good family day, they come outside, and they're approached by individuals that are in unmarked vans or trucks, and they offer them on-the-spot windshield replacement. Because of rock chips or a little tiny scratch or crack. And the consumers are saying that the ones that called in said that when they are approached by these service people, that they were never aware they had rock chips or anything like that wrong with their windshield. So each one of them got this gut feeling that maybe this person in an unmarked van and truck actually helped the windshield to have a few dings.
Really? Because I was going to say, what are they doing going around the parking lot to see if there's a chip and then waiting for that person, but apparently not.
You know, there's huge money, big money in windshield fraud, replacement fraud. And where you could take a little rock chip crack or a little crevice, what have you, and, you know, someone could do it with a professional, repair that with resin, and it wouldn't cost that much. These people are putting in on the spot inferior windshields, and a lot of states, Tennessee isn't one of them, but there's several states that have zero deductible, so they're charging insurance. Of course, that comes back to everyone,
sure,
every consumer in higher premiums, but sometimes they're not sealed. They leak. They're inferior glass. So that's something everyone needs to think about if you're approached in a parking lot, at the mall, or at a restaurant, and someone comes up and says, I noticed you have rock chips. That's like the fly-by-night roofers. Oh, I noticed there's a little shingle lifted up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are all over it. Everyone says that they high pressure them, they're uncomfortable. So if someone approaches you like that, just say no thank you, get in your car, lock the doors, leave, call your insurance, and check out businesses before you do business with them. So
I would grab the license plate number.
Absolutely.
On that unmarked vehicle too.
Absolutely.
Especially if you suspect that maybe they actually chipped your windshield.
Exactly. Definitely do that. But everyone said they just kind of felt that maybe they had aided that process some. So, but yeah, get the license plate, get in your car, simply tell them no, call the Tennessee Department of Insurance, as well as the BBB, report it. Just be careful.
You know, there are so many different types of vehicles out there and all the different types of windshields. You know, I could see a case where, you know, they go to some kind of salvage yard to get a few types of windshields and then target those similar vehicles, but you don't know that they're going to fit exactly. And I had a vehicle one time that whenever I got over 50 miles an hour, you could hear this high-pitched squeal, you know. And so driving 2 or 3 hours on the interstate was terrible one night, and it was because of the sealing around the windshield.
Right.
So it causes a big problem. And this wasn't, you know, a case of that I had it repaired at that point, and that's what caused it. But, you know, anybody with that situation could have it leak when it rains.
That's right.
That high-pitched squeal, which will drive you crazy.
Or worse, you know.
Yeah,
or worse. That's right. You know, it could you know, be dangerous to you and your passengers. But, and there's great companies that do on-the-spot windshield replacement, but you call them. They don't come up and try to get you to do it on the spot right now. So
I guess you could find those businesses at gobbb.org, too.
Exactly. Can you? And, of course, everyone that this happens to, they're surrendering their name, their insurance company, their policy number. So just be careful out there.
Be careful with that. Windshield replacement scams going on here in Middle Tennessee. So this is something that's going on right here in our own backyard. So we need to remain vigilant about that. Terry, let's talk a little bit about seniors. And they seem to be the target of all kinds of scams. Unfortunately, taking advantage of our senior citizens, and there's kind of a new wave of telemarketing scams out there.
There are. Actually, my mother was victim to this last week. She had taken a bad fall, and she's been inside and at home, and she received a phone call, and it was about a personal alarm, but this person, this telemarketer, told her that the FBI suggested that they call. Because of break-ins in the neighborhood. So, but it was about an alarm system. They promise you that you will get, that this alarm system will help with break-ins or medical emergencies. They say that you'll get an alarm system that's worth several hundred dollars, totally installed for free, but you are responsible for a monthly charge of $30. They prompt you to press a button for verification, and the victims that we spoke with said that the staff refused to give basic business information such as the address of the business. So, and the details do vary, but the alarm business goes by a variety of names that include Senior Emergency Care, Senior Safety Alert, American Senior Benefits Program, and Senior Safe Alert. So, and the calls usually appear to come from an area code in a surrounding area. But as you know, there's apps you can download and change all that too. So some of the calls are legitimate, but all are equally pushy to get them to submit name, address, and credit card numbers for the first payment, along with other personal information. So, and a lot of the people, I do want to mention this, a lot of the seniors that are already on the Do Not Call registry are getting these calls. So you can file a complaint, get in contact with the FTC, call me at the office. I'll be happy to help you. And some of them also, you know, we're always saying emails that have misspelled words in them and so on. Sometimes they say they are endorsed by the Diabetic Association instead of the American Diabetes Association. So watch for those buzz things. Don't give out information. If you feel that you're being pressured, please hang up. Give us a call. Well, I'll put you in touch with the FTC, walk you through that. but don't give out your information.
No, keep that handy. I would suspect that, you know, if, well, use your mother, for instance, being told that the FBI had said that, I mean, that's just a scare tactic to get you to make a quick rash decision.
It is. It absolutely, they create a panic situation, mm-hmm. and they play on that. So,
bad dudes and
yes, they
dudettes.
Are.
I'm
yes,
telling
they
you,
are.
That is that's scary stuff. So, be sure to check that out, and you know, maybe telemarketing maybe gets a bad rap because of some of this. But if I get a phone call, I say no, thank you, immediately, and just hang up.
I do too. You know, we've talked about it. Our seniors are from a whole different generation,
right.
And they're trusting, and that, you know, they did business with a handshake, and that was as good as it got. And they are trusting. Some are lonely. They want that personal attention and someone to speak with. So, yeah, they really prey on them. But if our seniors do happen to have internet access and a computer, we offer a great service at BBB. You can go online to scamstopper@bbb.org, gobbb.org, and sign up for alerts. It'll tell you all the scams that are going around Middle Tennessee and our surrounding counties, and it's really good. They'll alert you. You'll get an email alert when there's new scams that have hit our area. So just stay informed and be a good consumer. Don't let your best business sense fly out the window when someone knocks on the door or calls on the phone.
Well, they can always keep your phone number handy, too, if they don't have internet access.
Absolutely. And my number's 867-0032.
Terry Page from the Better Business Bureau joining us here in on Rutherford Issues today to talk about the latest scams and things that we're hearing about here in Middle Tennessee. And I think the thing to remember here is that those who are out to scam you are targeting a vulnerable population. We talked about seniors a moment ago. Obviously, if you have storm damage, you're a vulnerable consumer.
Absolutely. You want things back to normal just as quickly as possible. And sometimes, you know, your good business sense goes right out the window with it. You know, you want it taken care of now. If you've got limbs or roof leaking or what have you, you know, but just step back, take a deep breath, and start with Better Business Bureau. It can't be a better place. Also, you can use our e-quote, totally free to consumers. You can put in what you want. If you need someone to come, you'll get nothing but quotes or a recognition email from nothing but our accredited businesses. It's very good.
So you know that when you get the e-quote back, and you can determine whether it's a phone call or an email or a letter in the mail, however, you want them to correspond with you.
Exactly.
But when you are corresponding with these, let's take roofers, for instance, since we're talking about storms, you know that they're an accredited Better Business Bureau company.
Absolutely.
That they have gone through the rigorous process of being accredited by the Better Business Bureau.
Absolutely.
And they stand by these standards. And you're an advocate for the consumer if there is a problem.
That's exactly right. And just like you said, the businesses sign a contract that they will take care of their consumer. Every issue will be addressed.
And gobbb.org is the best place to do that. You have an e-quote app or something like that, too, or some
you can
apps
just
coming?
Go online to gobbb.org, okay. And there's a button that says e-quote.
That's the button I'm thinking
yeah,
about.
It's really easy, very simple, and you'll start getting replies if it's, I suggest, email or a letter. Otherwise, your phone might blow up, but get the emails. It's just like having a huge room of contractors, and you are the only person. Their complete audience is contractors.
You know, when something like this happens, the reason we do this program is so hopefully the scams and the things that are out there are in the forefront of the listener's mind, but also just to reiterate every time that if you're in a situation, step back. ask a question in your mind, and a lot of times your gut's going to tell you this doesn't feel right.
That's exactly right.
And there's always a good place to go here with the BBB. Terry Page joining us from the Better Business Bureau. I know that we're around tax time, too, and got a Shred event coming up real soon, I would
think.
We
are. April 20th, as a matter of fact, we'll be at Lowe's on Old Fort Parkway, 9 until noon. And it's a good time to be getting all the old papers and credit card apps and cancel checks, so on and so forth. And we have a list that actually the IRS furnished it to us. And we have a list. You can go at gobbb.org or call the office. I'll be happy to mail it to you. But it's a list of retention times for all of your pertinent records. So it's very, very good. And that it includes business as well. So I'd be happy to get that out to you. And all you have to do is give me a call, 867-0032.
Just give her a call about any of that. But Shred event, April 20th at Lowe's. That's a Saturday.
It is. It's on a Saturday. We'll be there 9 till noon.
Very good.
So you got a great time to get it all together.
Miss Terry, we will see you very soon once again.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Brian.
All right. Terry Page from the Better Business Bureau joining us. We're going to come back and do a quick wrap-up of the show in just a moment.